Mic check. Hello, world. Guess what day it is? Podcast day.
Did you pause because you think I was going to steal your thunder?
I told you, until season three, I'm going to be shell shock. I'm not ready.
Hello, hello, hello.
That wonderful voice is Miss Glam, and you got your girl, Mo Hazel. And it's another beautiful
day.
We are
not doing a whole episode with episode your fake British 24. Accent. No. Let's episode stop this 25. Right now.
It's episode 25, love. You've got to.
No.
It's a big day.
No.
25 episodes deep.
Big N, big O. No.
No. Anywho.
Shut it down.
I'm
not going to participate.
I'm back to regular. Call me. Jeez, you take all the fun. It's supposed to be a good day, episode 25. And
no one wants to hear that.
I want to.
You don't count.
Okay. Anyways, are we ready to get to weekly?
Really?
Sorry. I was all set to be British for the episode, and you know.
Can't just become British.
Oh, I will at 40. If we're still podcasting at 40, and we will, girl, don't look at me crazy.
I'm going in.
Full Brit at 40.
No, that's not how this
works. Literally on my birthday, I'm going to wake up Brit.
That's not how this works.
If it's in my DNA, I'm allowed to
be Brit. It's not in your DNA.
It is. It is not. According to Ancestry.com.
It's not. Just let it go.
And we're moving on. Wiggly Delight! It's where we take a person, place, or thing, inspirational quote. It can be a food. I do hear that you were done with your gangbanging vampires.
I am done with the first series.
Okay.
But she did a spinoff with children.
You finished the first 12. 13.
Well, are we counting the novellas, the short stories in between?
I don't care. Whatever you count it.
Okay, 13 plus.
Okay, so how was it?
You're supposed
to tell us a little bit about it.
It's awesome. You should read it.
So that's it? You made me wait that long to say it's awesome?
Well, I finished the whole series. The fact that I kept continuing reading the books and kept purchasing more and more should tell you that it's awesome.
I mean, but you can't give us like a premise?
Yeah. There are vampires, or it's by the vampire house in Chicago, and other supernatural beings, and they battle evil.
I waited for all that for it to be boring. That's crazy.
It's not boring.
That's crazy, dog.
You know, there are book boyfriends in the book. You know, there's some delicious characters.
Okay. There are no Idris, but it's all good. Moving on. Okay, so with that being said, we'll start with you. What is your weekly delight?
My weekly delight is I got a promotion.
You got your money.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
Hand clap to that. That's good. So you went back to school. Now you have a promotion. So that's got to be awesome. So were you taken by surprise or?
No.
No, you knew it was coming. That's what you worked hard for. You knew it.
Yeah, well, let's go with that.
Okay, no worries. Okay, in case boss is listening. We love you. We love you. But no, I'm super proud of you. And I will say
Thank you.
I know it's your weekly delight and you're being really short about it and selling it short.
Well,
but
it's not
I'm very proud
that.
Of you.
I am excited.
You don't. You just like, I got a promotion. Yeah, let's go with that. You got to elaborate, but that's okay. But what I'll say this is you are definitely an inspiration to anybody out there that's listening. And
oh, you're being sweet.
No, I'm being sweet right now before I, you know, jab you up a little bit later on. You're an inspiration to those that, you know, it doesn't matter if you really want something, you got to put the work in and don't just assume that it's about, you know, the actual work at work. You know, if you need to get yourself educated to be prepared for this next level you're going to. Don't be afraid to go back to school for it. Don't be afraid to take certifications. Don't be afraid to do things outside of work to prepare you and prep you for something greater at the workforce. And you're a good example of that. So
thank you.
Since we're talking about work, my weekly delight, I ain't getting no promotion, but I got a bonus.
Hey. Money is money.
You got your money.
I mean, like, it just came unexpected. I haven't even worked the job a full year, and I'm already getting bonuses and stuff.
Because
like,
you're awesome. When you put in the work, you get rewarded.
See, and I like to think that I have a different type of inspiration because I chose this job because I knew it would make me happy. I'm glad I went with my gut and not for the money necessarily, because the money was going to come. Clearly, look at this. It's coming, right? Choosing happy, choosing me, and choosing what's best for me definitely was something that should be rewarded.
And I think you're selling yourself a little bit short.
Uh-oh,
in the
nice
sense
too?
Of they don't give bonuses out very often.
For
where
people
you
who
work.
Lacking. Yeah, I understand.
Right. I mean, even for people who deserve it. Like, it's very rare to get a bonus where you work.
Yeah,
and the
true.
Fact that you did speaks very highly for the work that you do.
It made me look forward to the weekend, because as soon as that money hit my bank account, I'm about to make it rain on tech support.
Throw it up, watch it all fall out.
Okay, see,
looking.
We need
he ain't
to talk.
Looking.
Cause
I'm trying to make
he don't up. He don't need to get rewarded.
There you go.
Let's go shopping.
What's let's go shopping? You don't live with me,
so I didn't say you had to spend it on me.
We ain't even going down this rabbit hole.
I didn't say you had to spend it on me.
No.
With my
I'm not
promotion,
spending no money on you,
and your bonus,
no,
we can go shopping. Meaning you can buy stuff for you.
You're treating me.
You can buy stuff for you
with my money.
With your money.
And you're going to buy stuff for you.
With my money, yes.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, we can do that then. I thought you were saying that I got to buy you something.
No. What I'm saying is don't spend your bonus money on tech support.
Ooh, he shot you a dirty look. Ooh, look at him eyes. Ooh. Anyways, all right, moving right along. You ready to get into the topic?
What's the topic?
The topic is... To the heroes we call father.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy belated Father's Day. Because by the time this airs, it's not Father's Day. But happy Father's Day to all the wonderful men in the world who are just holding it down and, really being responsible and even sometimes going above and beyond. The kids see it, love it, and we're grateful for it. Right?
Of course.
Yeah. So I'm going to kick it off to you. So you found this article in StatYourLife.com, and the article is called Father's Day 101, What You Need to Know About Giving and Receiving Gifts This Father's Day. And tell us about how you found the article and a little bit about what the article was about.
So I went to a lot of different high schools. One of my classmates from one of the high schools that I went to that I didn't graduate from, he actually wrote the article for the magazine.
Nice.
And of course, he's a Facebook friend. So I read it because he shared it.
Want to give him a little love.
Yeah. And I just thought it was an awesome article. But also, it kind of made me think a little bit about Father's Day in the sense of, does it get as much celebration as Mother's Day, for instance?
Yeah, true talk. I agree.
What he was writing about was, yes, what gift options to give, but honestly, I think most of it was more about it's okay for men to want to celebrate Father's Day, to revel in, this holiday and be okay being pampered. Because I think sometimes men have this, nature about them where they don't want to be celebrated they downplay it.
So there's a part in the article where the guy was saying fathers often feel weird because they're providers and they feel weird getting gifts from people they provide for. And that was kind of an aha. It's a common sense aha, but We don't really look at it like that. There's a reason why fathers kind of downplay Father's Day. Their job, they were taught to provide for the family. They shouldn't be asking for anything, especially when the kids are like, what do you want? What do you want for Father's Day? They're not supposed to want for anything. Their job is to provide. So I really applaud this article because he was saying, like, there is nothing wrong with saying you need a day for you too. I love that.
Yeah, I really did like this article. And I actually sent it to my dad in Messenger.
What did Papa say?
Nothing. He ain't ready yet. He's not on Facebook like he used to be.
I gotcha.
He's an Instagrammer now.
So what kind of a dad is your dad when it comes to Father's Day?
I'll be honest. When it was his money that I was spending, he was okay with, you know, the tie. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I got older, my dad is okay with whatever we do. And part of it is his birthday and Father's Day are both in June. So we kind of combine the two. As far as my dad, he's more, he wants the time. He does like the attention, but he wants the time.
Okay.
He can, you know, the gifts aren't important to him, but he'll take them.
Okay. I know with my dad, he's very chill. He doesn't want to celebrate almost in a sense, or he wants to be home. He wants to make sure everybody's fed. And when it comes to gifts, realistically, I just have to think out the box and figure out what he needs. And it's usually like sneakers and clothes. And in regard to sneakers, like I'll buy his pair of sneakers and them things will look brand new for like 10 years straight. Like he still has sneakers that are, he'll point to me. He's like, I still got these sneakers from 5 years ago. And I'm like, Dad, are you wearing them? I wear them sometimes, but they look brand new. Like the tags are still on them. I mean, like clean on the bottom. So, you know, he doesn't really want for much. And I'm grateful for it. And then now I have father-in-laws and I'm glad to say that they're both equally the same. They, you know, they'll be happy if we gave them a card or something. Like they're very low key and chill. So thanks, dads, for not breaking the bank. Appreciate you. Do you think dads are different from now-day dads to back then when we were growing up? Like, does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think society has changed some where newer dads are feeling okay basking in the celebration. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wonder if, and this is me going down a rabbit hole trying to connect dots that may not necessarily connect, but I wonder if the changes from back in, you know, the 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s, you know, most of the folks in the work arena were men.
Right. So women stayed at home. Yep.
Yeah. So when you have provider, the breadwinner, and all the money's yours, you know, not yours, but you're bringing it all in and it's for the household, maybe you're less inclined to want to spend it on you because that means extra overtime or whatever to make sure everything else gets taken care of. Whereas now, a lot of families are two people households, meaning a lot of households are two individuals working.
Yeah. Two income households.
So it's less inclined to feel like you're paying for your own Father's Day gift. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then the other flip too is there are dads that stay at home now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Too.
Like now, I think I was recently hearing, and don't quote me because I don't know the article, but there was a gentleman that really kind of rallied for having changing stations put in. You know,
oh,
the
I remember
bathrooms,
that. Yeah.
And they just got it to where I think 5,000 are going to be installed in different bathrooms because of that. But like men are really stepping up and are taking on the responsibility that women would do, changing the diapers, you know, putting the kids to bed, taking them to school, you know, making the cupcakes for class, helping them with the science project. And then, like I said, staying at home. And so maybe because now that they understand all the sacrifices that moms went through and now they're actually doing it themselves, you know, they want that appreciation now. I think they're like, listen, mom worked hard, but I did too now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just going to work anymore. Now they're staying at home. They're doing hair. They're doing their little girl's hair. I mean, I don't know how many times I've scrolled on Instagram and seen a nice dad doing their cute little girl's hair. And I mean, like, really going in, you know, parting.
Better than me.
Putting some coconut oil on the hair, or, you know, putting the barrettes on, or, you know, just making them look pretty, like taking pride in that. I remember, my dad will kill me if he listens to it. I remember one time my mom was working and he had to pick her up. And I guess my hair was looking a hot mess, and he decided to fix it and had me all amped up. Don't you look cute? You look cute. Don't you look cute? And I got out the car and went in the store, and I'm like, mommy, mommy, mommy. And mommy's like, take her ass in the car. Don't bring my baby all jacked up in the store. She was like, no, unacceptable. My baby hair, I don't do her hair like that. Take her ass outside. No, don't embarrass me like that. But I mean, but being involved and trying, you know, gone are the days where the mom felt by herself, not getting appreciated. Now the guys are feeling it or not being appreciated, because that one gentleman was like, hey, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, changing diapers in the bathroom stall, let alone without the changing table. You know, he was pretty much saying, like, you guys are forgetting about us, you know, us men that actually get involved and help with all that it takes to raise a baby. And I applauded that. Like, I thought that was brilliant and great on his part to speak out for men.
No, I agree. Like, I remember when they were doing the family restrooms. So,
why they did that?
That was part of it, because I remember when I was younger and I would go out with just my dad, he couldn't take me to the men's restroom until I got old enough to go in the women's bathroom by myself. And even then, he would ask a lady, like, can you watch my baby, please? Like, can I hold your driver's license while you have my child?
Oh my God.
Because he couldn't go in with me, and I can't go in the men's restroom with him. And family restrooms weren't an option when I was growing up. I remember it was plenty of times where we were out and I was stuck like Chuck because I had to go to the bathroom, and daddy was like, I don't feel comfortable. And I'm like, but I gotta pee. I gotta go in here. And he, you know,
Father's Day.
He had, you know, and I can imagine that anxiety of not seeing and knowing, because it wasn't even like I had a phone where you could be like, are you done? Are you done?
I'm going to be honest. I don't even remember if my dad had to take me to the bathroom. I mean, you brought up a very good point. I don't even remember if my dad had to do that.
So I remember when my sister, of course, she's 9 years younger than me. So obviously, whenever we would go, I would have to take her to the bathroom.
Interesting. Now, switching gears, because I'm pretty sure people don't need to know about our pee patterns. So how vital, I mean, truly, especially now today, how vital is it for good men to step up and to be the dads they're supposed to be? Like, how vital is the male in the household?
It's very vital.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I was very blessed to have a good father.
I couldn't
trade that in for anything.
Yeah. What do you think life would be like without your dad?
I couldn't even imagine it. Yeah. My dad was one who, I think for me, my parents, they're so opposite. So that full circle where even though my parents were divorced, and the stuff my mother was weak in, my dad was strong in, and vice versa.
Yin yang.
I had the full picture. When I was struggling with something, I always had an avenue to go and get a solution or to get understanding. Yeah. And that's important.
And so my dad wasn't around for the everyday. You know, my dad was military, so oftentimes he got deployed or, you know, had to do these tours overseas. There were plenty of times where it felt like my mom was a single mom. You know what I mean? Not on purpose. You know, my dad wanted to be around, but, you know, Uncle Sam calls. I will say, for me, even though my dad wasn't there every day, he was there spiritually every day. You know what I mean? Because I knew he was off somewhere doing something bigger than this family, you know, helping the country be a better place and, you know, working hard and sacrificing, you know. And so for that, I appreciated it. And it made me, when I was looking for a male mate, to need a partner who is also
tech support. You hear that? You're a mate.
Mate.
Oh, good God. Don't start that again.
But having that partner that wasn't afraid to do what he had to do to provide for his family. You know what I mean? And not blink twice over it. I mean, because my dad sacrificed seeing me, you know, live my life. I don't know if he missed out on my first steps or not. I don't remember. But I'm pretty sure he missed out on some vital parts of my life that he wished he could have saw, but he knew he had a bigger job to do. And so for that, I would always respect him. And I never felt like my dad didn't love me. I was grateful to feel that love because I think I would have, who knows, taken it for granted if I had him around every day, if that makes sense. Like, I appreciated because I understood, because I really saw in real time how much he sacrificed.
And I'll be honest. So I think I did kind of take my dad for granted. I mean, I took my mom for granted too, but I think now that I'm older and wiser and see, I guess, what other people had or didn't have, mm-hmm. I realized how blessed I was to have the parents I have.
Yeah.
I think I really did take my dad for granted. It was something that was expected. When I had a field trip and I wanted a day to go, he lived an hour away. He didn't live in the same city I did. And it didn't take nothing for me to be like, okay, I need you to be here. And I didn't even think, you know, that he wouldn't be there, that it was an inconvenience, that you have to take off work, that you have to drive. You know, that wasn't in my head. It was just, I want it. I need him there and he'll be there. Because I need him there and because I've asked.
Yeah. I mean, I know for me, like I said, it's not every day. I couldn't ask him to be on that field trip with me. And so my mom, you know, and that's also too, because he sacrificed, it made my mom even have to sacrifice. My mom was at work because he was far away and she was by herself. She often would need a babysitter. Like, it wasn't like, okay, it's your turn to take care of your daughter. It put my mom in a spot to where, you know, she was stuck trying to be there, make time for me, and, you know, go to work and do all those things too. I think she did a wonderful job there, but I learned that I'm very grateful. Like I said, because I saw the sacrifice, I just learned to appreciate him that much more. Simple things like, I won't move away from the same city that they're in because now I have them.
You're trying to make me feel bad?
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad at all. This is just my plight.
Trying to make me feel bad? Like, because they don't live in my city?
Do you see Daddy in Orlando? Mm-hmm. I would have, you know, moved to Orlando for you. Mm-hmm. Remember?
She lying.
But no, just little things
How
like
many
that.
Times she visits you, Daddy?
Shut
How
up.
Many times? Has she even seen your house? Does she know what it looks like? She has not visited Pleasantville. Don't believe her.
And then also, too, the importance of having a dad. Do you know, for men, I mean, I know we're not men, but I see all the time where men and women, you know, but especially men, they grow up and it kind of colors their world and they don't shake off when their dad was absent in their life. And the same thing with girls, you know, they often have some issues from dad not being there. It's very vital. So I applaud all those men out there. And this episode is truly for you. Thank you for being there for your kids. You don't even know how important it is. I mean, right now they're just looking at you crazy and just saying, hey, play Battleship with me, or play this video game with me, or hey, look, Daddy, give me this toy. You know what I mean? It's I want. But when they get older, I mean, the adults they become is based on your influence. That's, wow, that's powerful, man.
Yeah. I think, too, as society shifting, it's starting to become the norm in the sense of it's expected and it's just it's taken for granted. And while that's, you shouldn't take it for granted, it just goes to show you how the world has shifted, that it's now seen as, yeah, okay, so what? Daddy's doing the little girl's hair. And I think that's important because I think that's kind of what keeps fathers engaged, because it's something that's not, society's not frowned upon of going, well, why are you doing her hair? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
For me, I want to continue to see that shift because I think both parents have their strengths and your weaknesses. And sometimes, you know, like I struggle with doing hair. Shout out to Sissy. Shout out to my sister-in-law, because they're the ones who keep my
We're
niece's
to
hair.
My dad's, and you over here giving hair shout outs. Boy, I tell you.
Well, that's right now. That's
so
where I'm
selfish.
At.
This is not about you today.
Well, the niece
I'm
is
sorry,
getting
fathers.
Ready. The niece is getting ready to go to Yaya's house, my dad. I need her hair done, so I'm trying to get my plug in.
Understood. Understood. So now let me ask you a random. What was the best gift you ever gave your dad?
And I don't know if it was Father's Day or his birthday. He wanted a reclining chair, and I got him that. He needed a reclining chair that he could sit in for his back and, you know, health issues. And so I got him that for his room.
Nice, nice.
Granny had to come up here and get it because I couldn't get it delivered. I tried, but the cherry wanted, it didn't deliver to Orlando. So that's I had to funny. Have it delivered to Jacksonville, and he had to come get it with his truck.
Wow, you made him work for it, huh? That's horrible. You're the worst daughter on earth. Well.
Hey, he still got that chair.
He did. He did. So now I know for me, I got my dad. My dad is a big Tampa Bay fan. And so actually, I got tickets for him. Tech support got him upgraded seats, so he tried to up me one, jerk face. But got him tickets to playing against my team, which is Jacksonville Jaguars. So Tampa Bay Bucks versus Jaguars, that was like a really good Father's Day gift to where me and him got to spend some time and enjoy the game.
I took my dad to a Jaguar game. It was a Jaguar and Miami Dolphin game.
He's a Miami Dolphin fan. That's right. That's right.
So,
okay.
And we had really good seats. We had club seats.
Oh, nice. Yep.
I got them years ago. One of my first jobs, we got special tickets. And I called up my dad and asked him if he wanted to go. Aww. And we went to a game together.
That's cute. Now, what's the worst gift you ever got your dad?
I don't remember, so I'll say nothing. Like, getting him nothing.
I'm going to look dead at tech support because he's going to know what I'm saying. My dad also is a Laker fan. I don't know why. Nothing wrong with the Lakers. I just don't know why he's a Laker fan. He's not from California. I don't get it, but whatever. He loves the Lakers.
Maybe he liked the players on the Lakers.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, I hate the Lakers, but I love Laker fans. Hi, Laker fans listening. Anyways, I used to get him basketball jerseys from time to time. So I got him a Dwight Howard Laker jersey. Worst gift ever.
Why?
Because he played for like one season. One season. And then he got traded. And this jersey wasn't cheap. It wasn't no replica. It was like the nice stitched one. And it's moot point at this point. Like, it's gone. Like, I mean.
Did he wear it?
I think he wore it once.
That's love.
That's not love. I'm not mad with my dad. I'm mad with Dwight. Dwight owed me some money. That's all.
Ain't nobody tell you to buy that jersey?
Man, ain't nobody telling him to trade him either. Good God.
Oh, you bought it before he got traded?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like I knew it. It was discounted. Here, Dad, just enjoy it and ride the season out. No, it was like.
So, as a non-sports person.
After I bought the jersey.
But as a non-sports person, I'm going to ask this question. And it's dumb. I don't care. Is he some big shot player?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Bigger than anybody else who was on the team at the time?
Well, I mean, Kobe was on the team at the
time. Okay. Why didn't you get him a Kobe jersey?
Because he has one. I got him one. See?
Okay. Anybody else?
I mean, I've got.
Was he Kobe. The only one left to get? See,
no,
I can see.
This is the thing. He just joined the team. He became a fresh player on the team. So I'm like, ooh, new guy. And he's a good guy. You know what I mean? He's a well-known basketball player. Let me get this jersey. And then he only played for them for one season. I don't think you're getting it. Like, I got it because he joined to the team. He signed to the team. Okay. Yes. Gonna be a good daughter. Get him the Howard jersey.
So you're
and
telling me you jinxed
the season
it.
Was over.
It was your
and
fault.
He left.
It was your
it
fault.
It was a done deal. Like, it was. I cried. Daddy was okay because, you know, he just kept it in his closet. But
so
I
you're
cried.
A jinx.
Maybe. Maybe. You know, and in all fairness, I don't like the Lakers, so I'll take that. That
so you did
sense.
It on purpose.
No, I didn't do it on purpose. So... I don't wish for the Lakers to lose. I just, I'm an East Coast girl, so I'm always gonna go for the East Coast teams. That's okay. Just me. Uh-huh. I don't understand.
I how just this want your East dad to listen to this and like hear what West I Coast heard. Teams.
You know, what
she
I'm saying?
Jinxed your team on purpose.
You can say that. You can say that.
See, bad dog.
You know what? You know what I haven't bad gotten dog. Him. That's you know what I haven't gotten him.
What?
I don't think I've ever gotten him an FSU jersey. And he loves him some FSU.
Yeah, I know, because his tech support decided to get him, was it a football or a helmet?
Oh, yeah, that would have been a really good gift.
Signed by Bobby Bowden, the little suck up.
And see, and the reason why she's got hate in her heart right now is because my dad has begged his other daughter, a.k.a. Miss Glam, because she was going to the school, like, hey, you got to give me a Bobby Bowden, who's the coach for the actual football
was
team.
Was the coach.
Was the coach. At the time you were going to school, and you know, you were like, oh, I know him and go to the games and I know the players and blah, 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 blah. And dad, all he wanted was an autograph. And I mean, you were out of college by then.
No,
You were.
No, tech support swooped in and did it right quick. Like I was still in school. Like, I think your dad had asked for
it. In all fairness.
By the next holiday, tech support was, look what I got,
no,
suck and, up.
In all fairness, he gave you a little cushion. You
no,
had
he
time
didn't.
To do
no,
right.
don't
didn't
be sucking right. up. Don't be taking
do
up right. from him. Don't be taking up from him.
No, you didn't
He
do
didn't.
Right.
That's why he's sitting there looking and sticking out his tongue, because he know that's the truth, little suck up.
Oh, he was sucking up, and he got mad cool points. I mean, even over me, but you were supposed to do that, you know, because if you got the points, I got the points. So it's your fault.
Really?
All your fault.
It's my fault?
All your fault.
No, it's tech support's fault.
He's like, yeah, man. Best son-in-law ever.
Only son-in-law.
Exactly.
Him. You ain't even got, who you competing against?
Oh, man. It's only him. Let me ask you this. You know your grandfathers, right? Well, I mean, you grew up knowing your grandfathers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you see in your grandpa what your dad is to you, if that makes sense? Like,
that,
you know,
I don't know.
Does that
because,
make sense what I'm saying?
So
you get what I'm asking?
Yeah. My okay. mom's dad is in Pennsylvania. So, and it's cold up there. I don't go visit.
Pennsylvania, that's a great state.
It's why? Because you were born there?
Bye.
No. I don't visit up there very often. We talk, but I don't go up there. As far as my dad's dad, he didn't live in, I mean, he lived close, maybe an hour away. There's a lot of us. My dad is one of nine. So he has, not hundreds, but it feels like hundreds of grandchildren, because I have tons of cousins. It was different feel. Now, I know my dad had a good relationship with his dad, because I remember going over there. But I also know, like, my grandfather he never called me my name. He had a nickname for me, which I'm not sharing. And it was Grandpa. So
Badass.
He could say it. But that ain't my name. And my dad gets a kick out of saying it, reminding me what his dad used to call me.
Shitty draws?
No.
No?
No. He just
badass.
Couldn't say
Get
my name.
Get your little badass over here. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, okay. So I know with my grandfather, one of my grandfathers died when I was a kid. But I just remember, you know, he was always nice to me. And whenever we would visit, he was always just a kind spirit to the kids. Like, he always was kind to me. In regard to my grandfather that, my step-grandfather that passed away when I was an adult and married, I didn't realize he was my step-grandfather until I was a teenager, but he never, you could take the step out of it. He just treated me always like his own, and he was always a little bit grumpy, but he had a soft heart. And was always kind to me as well, too. So I kind of lucked up with these really great men in my life at all stages of my life, I guess, where even if their demeanor wasn't always like a happy one, you would never know it because they treated their grandkids so, so different from how they were, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it does.
What about your uncles?
So I'm one of my uncle's only niece. Because he had all the girls besides my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives here And, you know, he spoils me rotten.
Spoils you. Yes. Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
My other uncle lives in Pennsylvania, so I don't see him that often. But especially now with cell phones and all that stuff, like, we do text and stuff a lot more often than we did when we were kids, or when I was a kid. You know, but he used to come down with my cousins, like, during the summers and stuff, and that was always fun. Because, you know, when your uncles visit that don't see you that often, you know, they spoil you.
Yeah.
My dad's brothers, they're a hoot, especially when they all get together. Like I said, I think society has changed in the sense of what fathers do, because all of my uncles are they're active in their kids' lives, like,
yeah,
active, meaning, yeah, my dad, you know, did hair if he needed to. Well, my hair. My sister got lucky because, like I said, she was 9 years younger than me. So guess who? She had me. So I could at least put ponytails in correctly.
He was like, I'm going to put you to work. I'm done.
Yeah. You know, I had to go out with my ponytails all crooked if my aunts weren't there to hook me up. She never had to suffer through that. That ain't fair.
Perk of being born last.
Apparently. But all of my uncles, both sides of the family, they're active fathers. Like, that was my norm. That's what I grew up seeing. It was nothing weird about dad staying up doing science projects, taking kids to school. That's what we were taught growing up, was you do what you need to do for your kids. If they need you, they need you. Whatever they need.
Yeah. You know, with my uncles, they always were very overprotective when I was a teenager. Like, I didn't live anywhere close to my uncles, but whenever I was around, they'd always be really protective. And then as an adult, you know, they just, it's almost like they treat me like one of their proud kids, like they're proud of me. You know what I mean? Like, they never lecture me, never scold me. And it's just always this sense of they're proud of me. So, and that's a great feeling to have, because I know I'm not perfect. And my parents will tell you that. They'll be like, oh my gosh, you did this today and what? But, you know, with the uncles, they never saw me like that. They just always thought, you know, she's a good kid. And they always, you know, just talk to me with a sense of pride. So I was definitely grateful to have those male figures in my life as well. Now, I guess since we're getting close to wrapping up, what do you want to say, if you could say anything, what could you say to the men out there that are doing everything right? How could we say
something
encouraging?
It's okay to be celebrated. Like, embrace it. You know, Pamper Me Day is not just for women.
Okay, that's fair. I think for me, let me go into my long-winded speech as usual. To you men out there.
Oh, God. Here she goes.
It's not easy being a dad, especially to girls, but even more so to boys. You know what I'm saying? What you do and say affect them. You don't think they do, but they do. And it's not a given that you have to be there. You know, women, they don't technically have to be there either, but they birth the baby. So it's almost like a given that the mother will be there. And people don't always stay. And so for the ones who stay, thank you. Because you're helping mold beautiful beings. You're helping mold beautiful beings that are going to do great things in the world. And your voice and your kindness and you just showing up and being there every day will encourage that and mold that and build that. And I think it's very vital, because Lord knows these children nowadays need all the help they can get. And so be ready, be present, be aware. You guys are important, and we love you and we appreciate you. And thanks for even listening to the show, if you are. And to the ones who, to the children and the adults that, you know, dads weren't there, don't worry about it. Just be the dad that your dad wasn't. Or, you know, be with someone who's not like the dad that wasn't there, you know. Don't let the absence of a father, you know, break your spirit. But for the ones that are there, let's uplift and create beautiful beings, because the world needs that. And yeah, that's it. I think that was good, right? No?
Oh.
Silence.
So, no. She can't see me. I got new equipment.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm over here nodding.
She's got this, let's describe it. She's got this big old, it looks like, gosh, it looks like if I were going to cheat on your test, you literally sat your book upright on your desk.
Because you're a cheater.
So I can't see
your
paper, which
you
means
cannot
I can't see your
look
face.
At my work. I worked hard for my test. I studied really,
yeah,
really hard.
Yeah, clearly you can't prepare like, ain't nobody going to cheat on me. Nope. Nope. I'm not telling you what the answer is.
So she can't see me. And usually I'm nodding or I have facial expressions where she can kind of read what I'm... because I'm more nonverbal. And then she makes me be verbal. It's not working because she can't see me.
I can't see you at all. I'm like...
And tech support's looking at me because he can kind of see me because of how I'm sitting and where he's sitting. But he's not helping.
I thought I was going to have to put the cricket sound effects. I was like, all right. All right, she's asleep over there. Okay, got
it. No, I was doing facial expressions that showed my support.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's move on. You ready to do petty word of the day?
I am ready.
All right, petty word of the day. It's where we learn a new vocabulary word. We try to enunciate it, at least me anyway. And we give
you big words that
because
you cannot.
Because I want to be fancy. I'm allowed. It's, you know,
you're
my
extra.
Show too.
You're extra.
I'm extra. And we teach it to you out there. And to help you remember it, we put it in a nice, pretty, petty sentence. So with that being said, Miss Glam.
No, go ahead. Go first.
Ooh, the switch up. All right, cool. I ain't scared. My petty word is effulgent. Effulgent.
Spell
and it.
Is
E-F-F-U-L-G-E-N-T.
Not looking at the paper.
Effulgent. Ding! Next round. It's an adjective, and it means shining brightly, radiant.
Oh, this is about me? You're so sweet.
Girl, it's about me. Psych!
Really?
No, I'm just fine. It's about you. It's not. I'm nice. I give Ms. Glam a lot of crap, but I am very blessed to call this effulgent person my friend.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Because we're on episode 25. Although, I really wish I could have picked my sentence during the episode because I would have changed it. Because you don't like my accent, love.
You know what? I was going to say I didn't like my sentence.
Mm.
And now I'm okay with it.
Whatever.
So, my word is...
Bed's an adjective.
It's a noun.
What? Switching it up for episode 25.
So,
all right, I see you.
So, you know, you always trying to call me out.
I can't see your face. I really can't see your face. So the finger pointing is irrelevant. It doesn't do you any good. It's like a black book with a little finger. But go ahead, I see.
Okay. So my word is acidism. No, acidism.
Sit on my face. What?
Did you just tell tech support to sit on your face? Is that what I heard?
I did not.
That's what I heard.
But maybe later. Wink, wink.
Anyways.
Look at him. He's like, what?
Kind of goes to my sentence. It's a noun. It means... the practice of strict self-denial as a measure of personal and especially spiritual discipline.
Oh, boy.
I guess Mo Hazel's exercise in acidism
is
over since she just told tech support to sit on her face.
I mean, I really meant for him to let me sit on nothing. Nothing.
You
nothing
see?
At all.
You see?
Nothing.
No more,
listen.
You know, saintlyhood has gone and sailed.
I love you, tech support. I hurt you. Miss Glam, I do not with you. Anyways, well, this was fun, you guys. I enjoyed this episode. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We love you, and we appreciate you listening to the show. And if you are a female who has a wonderful husband that's a wonderful father to your children, or a great father figure, or a great dad in your life, realize how blessed you are. Do not take for granted. And for those who don't, man, no worries. You're a beautiful being, and you have the best father, which is the one above. Boom.
Until next time.
We are out.